Hey everybody, it's Jace Jigg with Pregnant Fringe Abyss, and today we are having a very special first annual guest year-end wrap-up. We're currently recording this in the Grand Central Ballroom D at Gen Con 2018 in Indianapolis.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, so I'm Jason.
Emily.
And
Chris.
Josh.
Tamara.
And, I just kind of wanted to do a little thing, just saying that, you know, hey, and, just kind of seeing what's going on, because, it's been an interesting trip. The podcast started, it went live the Tuesday before Gen Con 2017, which was like mid-August. With four episodes. I want to say we did like two episodes of Monsters and Other Childish Things, two episodes of Dracula Dossier, and now here we are a year later. We've got 73 episodes in the can, spanning 11 games, I want to say. And yeah, so I just kind of wanted to, you know, see what everyone's thoughts are, you know, like, you know, how's everyone feeling? Is there anything we want to do with the podcast? Is there anything we want to do with the podcast?
I want to redesign the front page of it.
Yeah, the website has been kind of an interesting thing. Yeah, I mean, Joe Long coded it and designed it. And we realized that I don't think it's really working exactly the way we want it to work. We think we've got some improvements, so there's definitely that we can do better. There's a design in the works. That's my understanding. There's a design in the works, and as soon as Joe gets some time to actually code it, Joe's a very busy guy. Then we can hopefully update that.
What have we got planned as far as new future content? Because we are we've wrapped up one campaign in the form of Star Wars Path of the Mask, another campaign that we are still currently playing as of now, the Third Sabbath War, tentatively Phase One, hopefully more in the future. But
yeah,
that's nothing concrete. But is there anything that is like that is like concrete, or that we someone or that we really want to see happen?
Well, I know that Tamara's got something that she's really interested in running again.
I'm so excited. It is Scion, the second edition, and hopefully I'll find Neil and Rich at their booth and be like, hey, we're doing this. So hopefully you'll have the rat out soon. Yeah, and that should be starting 2 weeks after today?
You should probably tell people.
Shit,
what
I'm
Scion
so not prepared.
Is.
Okay, yeah, Scion, and you'll hear it if you're very interested in Scion. It's basically Percy Jackson meets World of Darkness.
Yeah, and my understanding is that it's actually based off of the old World of Darkness dice system, right? Kinda? Or is that not
yes,
true?
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay.
Yes, but the dice system is the same. The mechanics are going to be slightly different.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, because it's a second edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
slightly, I mean, yeah.
Yep. And
I'm like, where did all this new shit come from?
I know that we've actually got episodes recorded, but we haven't actually put any of them out yet for our Delta Green campaign, Phantoms of the Operas. That is a Delta Green. It's kind of like a series of one shots that I'm kind of rolling up into a role playing, into a campaign to kind of accentuate the vignette. Type of things that's contained within the new Delta Green role playing game by Arc Dream. The other aspect of that is that
there's a lot of people out there,
and we're back because my battery died with the recorder, so that's always fun.
Aha.
So anyway,
always bring your spares, kids.
Yep, we are doing starting that off with Viscid, and then I believe, which is a longer Delta Green scenario, published by Arc Dream, and then we're going to be doing the next version of that, or the next game of that is probably going to be Bestow, which is a it's actually a scenario written by Ross Payton from Role Playing Public Radio for his 2016 shotgun scenario thing, and then after that we're probably going to be moving on to The Last Equation, which is another of my personal favorite Delta Green scenarios. So that's what I've got coming up. Anyone else got anything?
What about Fisher Little Needles?
Yes. So Stygian Fox Publishing, I kickstarted a book that they did. I loved their The Things We Leave Behind book. And they have their newest collection that is out. At least the PDF has gone to the Kickstarter backers, called Fearless Sharp Little Needles. That is, I think it's like 32 or something. One shots, yeah. And they're very, very small one shots. They're designed to be played in a single session. I've got several people from the podcast that are going to be playing on that one. A lot of those are really, I'm really digging. I think we're just going to start with Separation Anxiety and just go right on down the list of the book and just go until we're done with it. So, That's quite a lot of contest.
Yeah.
I know that there's talk of possibly doing a Legend of the Five Rings 4th edition campaign. Whether that turns into what form that takes, we're still kind of in the finalization stages of what we're planning on doing for that.
It's also might be just the girls too.
Yeah. I mean, it's
almost just the girls. Jason's DMing.
Well. Doesn't matter
if
all the
girls play.
Yeah.
As Josh mentioned, we were definitely thinking of doing a phase two of the third Sathar War. The campaign, as of right now, from our recording standpoint, has got about one.
Ah!
Hey guys.
Oh, hey. Late.
Close the door.
Close the door, you savage.
You guys recording?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're just doing like a retrospective.
Just chilling.
Okay. Retrospective.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Gabe and John are here.
I've never been in this place at Gen Con, right? Leave me alone.
No lies.
That's fine.
You know, not a lie. I haven't been here before.
You're
too bad.
We had
the Witcher ceremony.
We got lost twice.
In the Union Station, we got stuck too in that creepy staircase.
Yes.
Anyway, so as Josh mentioned, there's going to be the second phase of the Star Frontiers campaign.
I'm pretty loud.
That's going to be, we've kind of got some stuff going on with that. Originally, it was just going to stop as soon as you guys left Minotaur. And that was just going to be the campaign. However, almost universally, everyone has said that they'd be interested in continuing on the stories of the frontier.
If for no other reason than to kill that fucking NPC.
Which NPC?
Which NPC?
Don't worry about
his name.
They'll find out.
The guy who blew shit up.
No, they'll find out later.
No spoilers.
I'm sure this will be recorded, or this will be up after that episode.
We know.
Oh, yeah, okay. The super soldier guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
Well, okay, well, you'll know when this is recorded. So that's the thing.
Oh, you missed quite the.
I told him I almost got him killed. So
we all died.
That's okay.
What happened?
Everyone died except for Tamira, and then Tamira
was actually.
Oh my god! That was no.
Yeah.
I can't. No.
How much
guys,
damage was I off from?
For the record, I was freaking out at that thing. Like, oh my god, this is TPK, I can do this, I can do this.
So, is there any campaigns or anything, or any retrospective things that you guys want to mention about the campaign? I mean, anything you guys want to run, anything you guys want to do as far as, you know...
So now that the Witcher game is coming out at this Gen Con, I'm going to run at least the game.
Yeah, and I know I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I will definitely be part of that.
So that's going to be coming
out. I'm probably going to be running a few Call of Cthulhu games.
Super salty when you got that ticket.
So I can start getting ready for running Senseless Sleight of Hand Man. And it's going to be probably 6th edition Call because they haven't updated it to 7th.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's the campaign I'm going to be running.
Okay. Yeah. And I know that... I've been searching for a fantasy role-playing game system that I... Because I don't like... I personally don't like level-based systems like Dungeons & Dragons and Pathfinder. I find them a little too restrictive. And then Josh actually helped me out with that, and he introduced me to Zweihander. Kind of reimagine, almost, of the Warhammer Fantasy role-playing game. I've been kicking around the idea of running the Black Madonna, which is a cult Divinity Lost campaign. A lot of people really enjoyed Oakwood Heights, which was awesome because it literally took place in our backyard, just down southern part of Detroit.
That was amazing.
So, and yeah, I've heard a lot of people really liked it online and stuff like that. So I'm interested in seeing what's going on with that.
I would love that. I know I was really interested in playing.
That's pretty much that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess here's to another year and.
Here's to another year.
Hopefully we have more.
Yeah. Hopefully we're not shouting into the endless void of no one actually listening to us.
And way to end that on a depressing ass.
Wow.
I still miss Canada.
I really don't.
We can sit down sometime and really talk about why I canceled Candlewick, because like I've come to the realization that like I wasn't getting out of it what I wanted to get out of it,
mm-hmm.
and it was just really draining me to like try and run something that I knew you all liked that I was just slowly beginning to hate. So I just wanted to get out of it before I just was like,
I've been there.
I mean, no, I'm actually kind of in the same boat with that. Like, it started off as an interesting thing. I don't think for me, I like the idea of the monsters, not so much the kids having powers. Because
I mean, yeah, well, monsters are something.
I prefer the kids. I had a blast.
Yeah, I came in late, but I
monsters.
I enjoyed the hell out of that game.
Yeah, it's definitely something I want to revisit, and I think in the future I'd probably be interested in revisiting Candlewick as a sort of monster of the week episodic, as opposed to a
continue to discover.
Like as opposed
yeah.
to like a grand scheme sort of game.
It like honestly, yeah. I think the setting itself didn't really feel
like almost like you do one shots throughout, but just in the setting. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would make more sense to me.
Oh,
that'd
be badass.
Like an overall grand scheme thing. Candlewick, I mean, the manor's cool and all, but it just doesn't feel like a place you can really have a campaign.
But yeah, I mean, we can sit down and talk more about that later, because we never really had a proper wrap-up for it.
No, we didn't. Yeah, that campaign ended, and then I kind of came up with the idea of doing the wrap-ups and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
and
so
that's something
we
like,
really we really should go back and revisit that.
Like,
probably once it's all edited and on the podcast.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good thing.
Because at this point, it's still kind of like really far back in our editing queue, but that game ended like
a year ago.
It probably ended easily 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Did it end before or after?
It ended before Dracula.
Before.
That was also a time where I was super busy.
Yeah, and Dracula is also another one that where the episodes are still being published, but we ended that campaign in November of last year.
Yeah. Something like that.
So, I mean, it is what it is. One last thing that I wanted to ask is just go around the table, and if you were to recommend one single episode or one single, like moment in Penguin Fringe Abyss's first year, what would it be?
I know exactly what it would be.
Well, go.
Star Frontiers Episode 3.
Okay, oh,
which
my God.
One was 3?
Oh, that was the episode where...
That was the...
I threw the gun, John went
I
to stab,
to that
and...
Part
was I there?
No, you
were
not.
No, you were not. Of course I missed
just
it.
That part alone...
That was some of the most fun role playing I've ever been a part of.
And that was one of those things where it was at the very beginning of that scenario, I was like, hey, I get to finally use the grenade bounce table. I haven't used the grenade bounce table in years. And then I had to use
it
like four more times.
Yeah.
No. So here's the funny thing. In episode one, we predicted his gun turning into grenade, we predicted his gun blowing him up.
We predicted a lot of stuff.
It
was insane. The amount of unintentional foreshadowing.
It's not a ticket, it's a receipt.
Inevitably would have ran into anyway.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
There was what was the first episode I was in? I thought it was Adult.
Meathab was the first episode that you were in on the podcast.
Meathab, I think, was just hilarious.
Praise be me.
Speak out. Oh, God, I can't even do it.
Oh, wow, that was pathetic.
If we had done a read-up afterwards, Colt.
Who did I play? Meathab, I think, was one of my favorites, and I was so unsure about...
Who did I play during Meathab?
You played my acolyte.
Yeah, but what character was I like? I was a real character.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think
I just remember that I was Emperor Palpatine and I was horse for a week after
that. Yeah.
I know.
I think the fiasco game where Ben played with us.
Oh, yeah.
Was
back to the old house.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Where I became a Dream god. I rolled really well.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Josh?
Definitely my time in the spotlight in Star Frontiers was pretty great. Not so much everything that happened after it, but that 5 minute period of
Wait, are you talking about when you decided to murder? You were just like, I fucking kill him after you found out the green, or which episode are you?
Star Wars.
Oh, I heard Star Frontiers. Okay.
Star Wars. Yeah.
Yep. We're doing something. I'm bored. I want to make excitement happen.
God, well, the fucking
kill the guy that's not here.
What?
No.
That was the final episode.
The farmers.
The
farmers.
Killing everything.
The farmers.
Where the players
was
like, "Fuck you and your pot."
Don't get me wrong. The final episode, that was good stuff too. But no,
it was epic, and I really wish John was there to play his character. I did my best.
So do I.
I did my best, John. I asked so
We've talked about it. We don't need to keep talking about it.
Man, I got it tough because I got three of them right on point here. So it's got to be ones that are on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I would prefer that. Be ones that are from listeners or from you.
That are already on.
Is Colt up there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So Colt is definitely probably like the game that I would be like, yeah, you gotta listen to that. The other one is one that's not up there. Grace Under Pressure, but that's another story. But I think Candlewick, specifically the moment that me and Damien go head to head. You guys
the one where
that is actually not up yet, so
no, it's not.
Never mind.
So
finish it.
Your answer
finish
is
game.
So for those who are listening to Candlewick, it's coming up soon, I believe. So it's done.
It's
just queued. Yeah.
Without giving anything away, are you talking about the time when you're like in timeout or whatever?
Yeah, and just before the events that lead up to
and I come and see you, and I'm like, look, this is how it is.
Yeah, it was, oh my God.
Get with the program or get out.
It's not my fault.
That was so good. That was so good. So, listeners, you got something to look forward to.
Yeah. You get to hear Sebastian and his future emo ways, and God, I hate that character.
My two favorite episodes are actually also Josh's favorite episodes. The two Star Wars episodes when Josh was like, fuck you and your plot! And then the ending, which was very cinematic, and I really liked how that one turned
out.
Super
cinematic.
Yeah.
Cinematic.
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
John didn't go.
Cult?
Yeah.
She was getting talked over by everybody.
Yeah.
No,
I
didn't hear Cult, yeah.
Show.
So.
I
alright, so, I've got a couple, that I want to mention. The first one is Dread. Beneath the Mask.
Oh, you're talking about the...
I need to get my one fucking rant that no one can understand.
That was fun.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Dread was one of those games that we decided to try, and it was just like, it captured the atmosphere very perfectly with that. I'm really glad we're going to have another one coming up that we recorded a couple weeks ago, Beneath the Full Moon. That's another going to be another really good one.
that I'm excited about. Another one that I wanted to mention is Knights Black Agents with the Dracula dossier. Specifically the one in the hotel. Or not the hotel, the hospital.
Yes.
When Josh's character was screwed up beyond all reason.
Like the beginning.
And, like, basically Dracula's minions just came in and wrecked everything. I kind of figured that it was going to be devolve into a massive tactical combat. I didn't expect it to feel that as visceral as it did. Like, it felt like you guys were in a massive panic.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole thing.
That was accurate. We were.
And
absolutely true.
And I just feel like there was lots of... Well, I just feel like that's what I was going for, and I felt like I really nailed it.
Yeah.
The other... believe it or not, one of my favorite things is Starfinder. Because... Like, it's one of those things where it's a great, I think that Starfinder is a great example of when a campaign goes so horribly wrong, or when a scenario goes so horribly wrong, and then just John's ability to grab it and pull it into, granted, it was a clusterfuck. But it was a cohesive cluster. It made sense. No, there were no real big, horrible logic leaps and everything. You were able to glue, caulk the cracks with, you know, a 55-gallon drum. But you were able to caulk the cracks, and I really think that it turned into a very, very entertaining episode. The last one that I want to mention is The Final Revelation. Mm. I loved it. That
second one you did, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. That was the first time that I've ever run a multi-session scenario twice with two different groups. And I found it really interesting on, because I ran it before the podcast with Gabe, Joe, and Josh.
Yeah.
And with our friend Brian Hollychuk, who hasn't been able to get on the podcast yet. I find that the similarities and the differences between everything that you guys did and everything you guys didn't do, and like the feelings and how it came out, was, it felt very genuine. And I gotta hand it to Emily and John and
Jillian
and Chris. You guys did a phenomenal job with that campaign. It was only four episodes, but it had more emotion and more feels and more, like, gut punches than, like, a massive, 20, 30 episode campaign. I really liked that.
Honestly, the rending box, I have to say, out of that one, if you're going to listen to one and you're going to listen to me play crazy,
yeah.
That's one.
You gotta play them all.
I play pretty much a guy who's just crazy normally because he has synesthesia.
I got to do crazy too.
I got to taste sounds.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was awesome. No, I love it. Craziest character ever played, and I love it.
Yep. Another honorable mention that I'd like to mention is Tamira's World of Darkness one shot that she ran.
Oh, innocence!
The one with innocence with the circles.
I like that.
That was so fun.
I will admit, you guys, I did like that because you guys, honestly captured the essence of innocence.
Jonathan Harris is in the mirrors, and I'm
dead. Yeah, but even by
still remember that.
Yeah,
we played that like 10 months ago, and I still remember Jonathan Harris is in the mirrors, and I am different.
Yes, mm-hmm. But even like, because you guys went petty without going overboard,
yeah.
i.e. the phone conversation that you guys had with random NPCs outside, completely childish and appropriate for the setting.
Yeah, and I mean, I mean,
there was character development.
There was, yes, in a one
shot. I gave up football.
My teddy bear.
Ooh, yes.
World of Darkness has always been a particular love of, at the very least, mine to Myers yes. and Anne's. No, not everything.
Is the derelict on?
The derelict's on the podcast.
Okay. I like that one.
Is the silence is definitely.
And no one is alive.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. The silence is definitely.
Oh, the eight person one that we did.
Yeah, the one that Gabe mentioned.
You and Gabe.
Grace Under Pressure.
Oh, yeah. Grace Under Pressure. No, it's not.
That was another. No.
I'm waiting for Gabe to edit it.
But yeah. Honestly, I love that game. I love
that was really fun.
I love the fact that I panicked and ran away from the good weapons. Because that's actually what you
I still need to hear what the fuck happened in the other ship.
Yeah, same.
Honestly, I don't want to know.
Ending this spoiler discussion now. It was a great game. When it comes out, you should listen to it.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was a hoot to run because it was the first game that I've ever had to run where we had multiple GMs because Gabe had to ran one room and I ran the other room.
With timers,
and it was awesome. It was an awesome nightmare.
And the ambiance of it was just...
So good.
Honestly, what they did for the immersion... So, we use a stage from our college and we turned off all the lights. Sun.
Yep.
It was everything.
Go
was
figure. It's dark at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. No. It was the ambiance of it that Jason and Gabe set up.
The only lights were pen lights and glow sticks.
Yep.
Pen lights, glow sticks. It was
or glow dice from the dollar store.
Or glow dice. Or John's glow dice. But it was, in all honesty, I could not. The immersion of it was great. When the lights were off and.
I was
everything
one of the subs
on,
was
I
in a cramped a storage room.
I mean, even on the stage area with all the lights off and with the way that Jason was doing storytelling, I felt a little claustrophobic. Not gonna lie.
And that was the idea.
So that was one of Julian's favorite games.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It's Sonar Pigman.
When you stop hearing after a while and you forget that it's there and you're just like, "Is that still on?" Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good.
All right, well, we're almost out of time here. So, Tamira, can you tell us about our social media presences? And then,
We're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yay!
How do you find us?
Go to facebook.com/... Future Jason, pause this.
No,
I guess it is Penguin Fringe Abyss. Okay, so facebook.com/PenguinFringeAbyss or @AbyssPenguin. Is the Facebook tag. And I do believe it's also Abyss Penguin for Twitter.
Yep. Yeah, our Twitter's @AbyssPenguin.
Yeah, Twitter is @AbyssPenguin.
And also, there's a Contact Us link at the top of the website. It gives us some feedback. We'd love to hear your feedback. I'm also going to be posting in maybe 1 or 2 weeks after Gen Con a listener survey, kind of just, seeing, what... who you are, because we don't really know who listens to this podcast.
Because there's no one here.
Yeah. I really hope it's someone. Podcasts are hard. I don't really feel like the podcast warrants anything like a Patreon or anything like that, because we don't really have any operating costs. So,
we all make some sort of gainful employment.
Yeah, gainful employment.
That's our Gen Con... one-year wrap-up for PenguinFringeAbyss.com. So, this is Jason.
Emily.
Anne.
Chris.
Josh.
Galthrax the Destroyer.
Fred.
Tamira.
And, as always, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye! Bye.